Skype. So I'm just going to get the call started. Carrie, if you'd be so kind as to start the recording. Thank you very much. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to today's ALAC Leadership Team Meeting Call on Tuesday the 15th of December at 2200 UTC. On today's call we have Holly Raich, Jenny Benjema, Sandra Hoferichter, Alan Greenberg, Olivier Creton-Leblanc, Maureen Hilliard, Cheryl Langdon-Orr, Ron Sherwood, and Julie Hammer. No apologies noted, and from staff we have Heidi Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanco, Ariel Young, and myself, Gisela Gruber. If I could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. And in Cheryl's part of the world, it is Wednesday the 16th of December, so her birthday, and we've just sung a happy birthday, but just for the record. And over to you, Alan. Thank you.
And in fact, I am now ready to almost start the meeting. Just give me one more moment. Thank you very much for indulging me in getting a coffee. I have been working, running now for 6 hours without a break, and I really needed this. All right, we have a relatively full agenda, if I can find it. And we have a hand up from Tijani. Go ahead, please. Tijani, are you there?
Yes, thank you very much, Alan. I am sorry to raise this this point now. It is now midnight, 10 past midnight, and I will be in the meeting room tomorrow at 8:30, so I have to wake up very early. May I ask you please to change the order of the points of the issue of the items of the agenda, starting by 4 and then 5 and then 8, if you don't mind.
I have no problem with that whatsoever. 4, 5 and 8.
Yeah,
consider it done. 4 is the CCWG, 8 is finance, 5 is finance, and 8 is the General Assembly statement.
Yes.
That's fine. That's fine with me. Nobody else has an objection, I assume? Then we will go directly into item number 4. Thank you, Tijani, for asking this. No problem at all. All right. Where we are right now, we have just finished a CCWG, not a CCWG, an IANA issues call, and earlier today in my day we had a accountability CCWG and a CWG call. So there's all sorts of things going on. It is not 100% clear what the process is for how do we resolve all of the issues, those that are being raised by the ACs or SOs, those that have been raised by the board, those that might be raised by the CWG in their letter, and there's a number of those, and how these are going to be reconciled and put together in a final statement. One of the things we talked about but didn't quite resolve in the IANA issues call is how, you know, we had originally decided that we would only put in our statement things that were clear red lines for the ALAC. We are now having suggestions that we put in things that we are viewing internally as negotiating points. That is, they may not be red lines, but we should say they're red lines and see if we can get any movement on them. I certainly have a bit of a problem in deciding which of those to put in, because my preference would have not to been reopen issues because one person wants it. However, there seems to be some desire that we might do that, so I think given the time frame, we will have to have an opportunity for raising those issues, and I'll try to identify them ahead of time and mention them on the webinars, which will be run tomorrow and Thursday, depending on the time frame. I don't see much other way of going forward at that, given the tight time frame we're on. This statement has to be submitted no later than Monday, and I think this statement is of significant import that we have to have an ALAC vote on it prior to submission, that we can't do an after-the-fact ratification. At least that's my personal opinion, but I'm willing to take input from the ALT as to whether we should modify that. The document that is pointed to in the agenda and was sent to the CCWG today is the current form of the issues that we are contesting. The cover letter confirmed that the seven recommendations that are not mentioned are ones that we are at this point are completely supporting. And I guess I'm looking now for input from other people as to how to go forward and how do we make sure that we are representing our community well. Sebastian has again raised the issue that we really need to go out to the ALSs and get real input. I personally have no clue how we do that, given the complexity of the issue, and if we can't entice someone to come to a webinar, and if we can't get them to come to the CCWG webinars to explain the process, I don't really see how we're going to get sufficient input from them. I see we have some hands up now, so I turn it over to you, Holly, first.
Number one, I think I agree we have to vote. It'll have to be very quick, so the usual process, maybe we'll have to truncate that. But I think we should at least have ALAC agreeing. And I don't agree with Sebastian. I have no idea how on earth you get meaningful input from the at-large structures at this stage. I think the task of us and of ALAC members is to go out and explain what's going on, but I just don't agree that it's possible to explain this at this late stage. Thank you.
Jenny?
Thank you very much, Ellen. I see what Sebastian wants, and I understand it very well. Since we have a problem of time, I think that the webinar, we should send an email before the webinar telling people that please come to the webinar and please comment after the explanation you would make, Alan. I would like to see people comment on your presentation so that they may catch something that we didn't catch.
Okay,
this
thank you.
Kind of input. Okay.
Thank you, Jirjani. Can I ask staff, and I'm not quite sure who the right person is, what lists were used to advertise the webinars?
Alan, Gisela here. Sorry. We sent it to the ALAC announce and to the five regional lists.
Okay. The only other one we could use is at large, which is sort of a general grab bag list. If we've sent it to the regional lists and we sent it in the appropriate languages for those lists?
Yes, they did.
Gisela again. I'm just finishing the French translation. The Spanish one, there's an auto-translate, but not on the French.
Can we please have someone translate that message by hand and send it to the Spanish version of the list? Otherwise, all the Spanish people are getting are the mangled version of the English one. I'm not saying send it to the translators to do it, but can we get out a message before this day is out telling people in Spanish about the Spanish webinar on the Spanish LAC RALO list?
Alan,
go ahead,
just to say yes, we'll get it done by.
Sorry, Olivier, wait. Gisela is talking right now.
Leon.
Sorry, that is... Leon is in a very noisy area, I believe. Leon has offered to help. Sylvia's just offered to help, so she's got the email. We'll do it now. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Cheryl, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Thank you, Cheryl, for the record. I went to sleep, and I couldn't get a voice out for a moment. I find myself yet again disagreeing vehemently with Sebastian Bachelet. I'm not sure whether we're supposed to walk up and down the streets and say, what do you think about the particulars of? I think that arguably the way the ALAC and at large community has approached all of this, going through the IANA's issue weekly, if not more than weekly calls, all of which has been public, all of which is transcribed, all of which is available, all of which is in at least two languages, has offered an abundance of opportunity for people specifically within our communities and our ALSs to be engaged. I would also note that certainly, to my knowledge, webinars were given beyond community, to our specific at-large community, and to people who could be arguably of ALS-based or interest in, I think, all of the regions. I'm not sure about North America, but I am sure it went out in the Spanish language, the French language, and of course we did one in Asia Pacific. In some of those, they went via the hubs. So I would think that this is one of those things that ICANN has done that's probably had more opportunity for public comment than just about anything else. So I agree with raising things at the webinar upcoming. I agree with asking questions at the webinar, and I agree with certainly making sure that our lists are clear and invite our ALSs to the webinars, but I don't think we could, let alone should, do more than that. And it's the ALAC, it is the support, chartering organisation that needs to come into play now, and that's you 15 people, not the rest of us hoi polloi.
Thank you, Cheryl.
The important bit.
Thank you, Cheryl. Olivier? Can't hear you, Olivier.
I had trouble unmuting. It's Olivier Capodoblou speaking for the transcript. I wanted to share some text on a poll to be sent to the IANA issues mailing list. On the point that Sebastian is making of asking our ALSs, I believe that the ALSs have had so far ample time to provide input, and they will have even more time to provide input during the two webinars that we have. So we'll really see the ones that are interested in this topic that will join in. But then I note the other question which you had, Alan, which is how to then include the issues and not include so many issues and that every single person brings in, and how you're going to choose between them. And I suggested a poll. I've got text here, proposed text that I could send to the IANA issues mailing list, because I guess these are the people who are most concerned by the discussions that are taking place. Could I share this with everyone here? I don't know how to share this. I might have to share my screen then or something for a brief moment, but I haven't got the ability to do so. Aha, now I can. How do I share my screen?
Well, Olivier Giesler here, you've been made host. There we go. It's coming up.
All right. Can you read this?
It's not there yet. There we are.
Okay, now it's there.
Dear IANA issues members, in order to obtain clarity in the issues that should be raised in the ALAC response to the CCWG accountability proposal, it was suggested that a quick poll should be sent out incorporating the issues raised by the different members of the at-large community for people to mark them as a red line issue that should be in the ALAC statement, an important issue that should be in the ALAC statement but is not a red line issue, an issue that should not be in the ALAC statement, an issue in which you have no interest in. At this stage and until, and Alan, I don't know what the deadline would be for you to be able to know what should be and shouldn't be in there. Please be so kind to email the issues which you think the ALAC should include in its statement to staff at atlarge.icann.org for them to be included in the poll. And of course, that deadline would be your deadline minus, I would say, 24 hours, 24-hour poll. So 24 hours for the poll to actually take place. Hoping that we're not going to get 30 different issues that are going to be brought forward. But to me, that would then sound out. And this poll is for the IANA issues members, not for everyone.
Are you suggesting that we give them a list or we ask them to create the list?
We ask them to send you or send staff their issue, because I don't know whether you've managed to track all of the points which everyone has made so far.
I'm sure I'll miss one and be accused of something for it.
That was the reason why I thought that they would have to repeat what they wanted to be in that poll. And as you can see, I can just press send.
But
now to the iron issues.
No, please do not do that yet. But as you heard on the previous call, there are people who say we should say everything is a red line issue as a negotiating stance. And I was taken, I don't know, some of you may have seen the method that is used in Africa that was used at the climate conference, where people actually say to each other's face what their real red lines are and then try to come to closure, as opposed to the posturing that we normally do, you know, the haggling that goes on in when you're trying to buy something, of giving outrageous answers and hope that you'll come to closure in the middle, which is what is being proposed here. I much prefer the African technology. Tijani, you have your hand up. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. Why you don't like the African technology?
No, I said I much prefer.
Okay, thank you. Coming back to the point you just mentioned, I think that we may not say that they are red lines or not. We only raise issues to the CCWG so that they will address them. This will solve the problem of the evaluation of the red lines. And then when we will ratify the project, in this case, yes, we will raise our red lines. This is one point. Second point, I would like to insist on the fact that an email should be sent to the list regarding the webinars and saying that this is an opportunity for everyone to give input, so that the opinion that we will give to the CCWG will be the opinion of the whole at large community. So that people will not say after that, no, I didn't know that it is an opportunity for us. Perhaps I didn't have time, etc., etc. Thank you.
I'm still not quite sure how to proceed. Olivier, can we talk for a few minutes after this call? I know it's late for you.
Alan, it's just to mention in response to Tijani, of course, the marking of the issues as red line and not red line are for Alan to keep to himself. They will not be marked as red line or not red line in the ALAC statement.
Well,
but at least this whole poll is meant to provide Alan with a clearer idea of what our community feels like, and if three people believe that there is a red line issue that should be in the ALAC statement, but four people believe that it should not be in the ALAC statement, then obviously we would go for not having this into the ALAC statement.
Yeah. Currently, Olivier, the wording in the statement is done carefully. For instance, it says the ALAC cannot accept lowering the voting requirement for removing the whole board. It also says the ALAC believes that for the other powers, they should be kept, they should not be lowered. But we're not adamant about it. The current statement makes it very clear, without using the term red line, which are the red lines and which are not. And, you know, we're really saying which are the ones that we can live with and which are the ones that we can't live with. If we have too many things that are viewed as these are absolute demands, we're just going to be discounted, I think. That's my personal opinion and my negotiating positions. Cheryl, go ahead.
Thank you, Cheryl Langdon, off the record. I agree with you, Alan, and I just thought one of the possible ways forward. Oh, and please note in the chat that I am dead set against this, put everything in and then negotiate out. That's just a waste of everyone's time. And certainly disenfranchises at least three of the five regions, but I don't think that's at all fair. How about, Alan, as a way forward, if Olivier was to, very minor modification, hopefully a friendly amendment to his text on screen, say that the responses to his call for tell us what you think, sorry to paraphrase that, but you know what I mean, Olivier, will be polled during the webinar. And then that also gives us specific language to put in to pick up on Tijani's point for the separate email, which is to say how important the webinars are to the list and that it is their opportunity to have final input and to be polled of their opinion on a number of vital matters. And that makes it sound even more important.
So, Cheryl, it's Olivia speaking. So you're saying then that the polls themselves will take place during the webinar?
Correct. Get the list through to whomever, staff probably, as a result of what you've got on screen, but two sets of polling will happen at the webinar that people, we can surely observe. I'm sure there's not going to be millions of us on there, that people don't double dip, but, you know.
All right. Remove that last sentence or change it. It can't just be Alan Greenberg. Thank you. All right. Olivier, why don't you send that to the ALT. Let people do any wordsmithing very quickly, and then we'll get it out very quickly. I'll tell you to send it out almost immediately after this meeting.
All right. No worries.
Cheryl, is that a new hand, old hand?
No, it's me still cooking, and I'm stirring caramel, so...
That's good. We'll consider it down until you talk again and say you want to have it up. Okay, so basically we're going to ask people for what they think are important, and then we'll do a poll. I have another question about the webinars. I would ask staff to try to ascertain, are there any ALAC members who are not otherwise already very familiar with this, who are not coming to the webinars. I think it is really, really important that all ALAC members either have been very active participants or attend one of the webinars. And I would ask you to, if necessary, make phone calls or personal emails to try to make sure that happens. I understand the next one, the first one is within 24 hours of now. But it would be really good if we make sure that there are no ALAC members who haven't heard about this statement when they have to vote on it. Heidi, go ahead.
Thank you, Alan. This is Heidi. I'm wondering if we could make that action item that staff are to send a note to all of the ALAC on your behalf, asking them that that they attend one of the webinars if they're not overly familiar with the CCWG activities.
You can certainly do that. Can I ask you that it comes, and if everyone on the ALT thinks I'm wrong, please say so, or if anyone thinks I'm wrong, can I ask that it come from a person not at large staff? So it
yes.
might, and perhaps put something in capital letters in the subject so that people actually look at it.
This is Heidi. Yeah, I can send that, and I will share that with you, Alan, before I send it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Have we beat this one to death?
Alan.
Yes, go ahead, Tijani.
So now we have two action items. One, to send an email to the ALAC members, and the other, an email to the whole list about the opportunity they have to participate and to give their point of view, because we need that the opinion of ALAC would reflect the opinion of the whole at large.
Thank you. And a third action item to the send Olivier's message to the IANA Issues group once the ALT has had a chance to make any suggestions within a few minutes after this call. Are we finished with item number four? Hearing no voices, we'll go on to item number 5, finance and budget, and fiscal year 17 special requests, update and next steps. My name is on it, but I'm changing that to Heidi.
Thank you. So I wanted to give you a few updates. As you know, we did a call for members a while ago. That is completed. The call for participants, non-voting members, non-voting observers or people on the FDSC ends tomorrow. We've been getting a few, not all, including Cheryl, have confirmed that they are reconfirmed their participation. If you could do so, that would be great. Also, the fiscal year special request announcement should be coming out today. I've had that confirmed. And so once that comes out, we will know the exact schedule, and we will put that on to the FDSC, the fiscal year 17 special request page. Gisela, if you could put that into the, thank you there very much. If you could also put the link into the chat, that would be fantastic. There's going to be an FDSC call next week where, Alan, I believe you're going to be reviewing the schedule and going over the at-large schedule. So I'm also then assuming that the two of us will be
assuming staff support gives me the right information to present, yes.
Okay, noted. And then, Alan, I'm not sure if you wanted to go over a few of the potential fiscal year 17 special requests that we're hearing.
You go over them right now?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Okay. So in terms of RALO ones, we know already, we have already, you can see from the page, NARALO has submitted their request for a General Assembly at ICANN 57 in Puerto Rico. I have been speaking with staff about that, and that looks good. I think that one's going to be have a positive feedback on that one.
Which may be modified by our agenda item 8.
Okay. Then I also believe that there, Sandra, I'm not sure if you want to talk about your likely request or if you would like me to mention that.
Go ahead.
Yes, Sandra, the Academy.
We don't have time for
okay.
niceties.
Okay, so very, very quickly, we're going to be working on another course for the Academy. This one is for working group chair facilitation, and the details will be forthcoming. And it's likely going to be at the fiscal year 17 meeting B, and that will also include pre- and post-meeting activity as part of the course. So the two of us are very excited about that. I've also been speaking to Nora of DPRD, who will be taking over some of the courses in terms of logistics, and they're very excited about that as well. So I think that likely will be a positively looked at. I also know that the captioning project, which is now just getting started, will likely need another request to ensure its continuation in fiscal year 17. So that's something that we need to transmit to Judith. And that is what I know so far. Helen,
okay.
Thank you.
Quite obviously, we're going to want to think about development session and how we do the equivalent at a C meeting, which already is 49 days long. plus including the rules that we're not allowed to extend it. It's not at all clear how we do a session such as that within the rules. Heidi, it would be good if you talk to Glenn and find out what's going on with the GNSO and if they plan to continue something like that. I'm heading to the door, so if someone else can make any comments or if someone has their hand up, go ahead, and I'll be back at my computer in a moment.
Olivier or Tijani? Okay. Tijani,
yeah.
Go ahead.
I have my hand up, but Alan will not hear. I propose that, Heidi, you give an overview of the timeline regarding the special request, which is important for this meeting. And then we will talk about the remaining things during the finance and the budget subcommittee meeting, and also during the next meetings of ELAC and the ALT. Thank you.
Johnny, this is Heidi. Sorry.
Yeah, I was just saying to Johnny, the phone doesn't leave my ear because I go to the door. Go ahead.
Ah, that's
right. Johnny, did you want me to give the overview now? Because, again, I just have some key dates. I don't have the exact schedule since it's not been announced yet.
I saw on the wiki page exact times, exact dates. Are they not exact?
Those are likely to be exact, but again, those are not all the steps. So those are some of the highlighted ones that I've heard from, and I would be more comfortable waiting to see if there have been any changes once we see that announcement today. So again, as soon as that comes out today, I will update this wiki page and then send that to all of you as well as FDSC. Alan, may I comment now on the development session, or is that a later discussion?
Yes, please go ahead.
I have been speaking with Nancy about, for example, the future of the leadership program as well as something like this. I think for these special sessions, we need to go through a process that will start early enough. You know, we'll start that early enough to where we can ensure that this will happen. So I wouldn't be too concerned about the parameters of the meeting yet.
Okay.
Laugh. And then if I could also just one more, and that would be we are hoping that the RALOS, given the success of the development session in Dublin for the ALAC, that the RALOS might see the need for a more formal development session for RALO chairs and secretaries at the same time at the 2016 AGM.
Are you saying the same meeting or parallel meeting?
Like a parallel one, or you know, that details to be discussed.
No comment. Olivier, your hand is up.
Thanks, Alan. Olivier Clapin-Ablon speaking. And you mentioned asking whether the GNSO had started work on its scheduling for this type of meeting. And to my knowledge at the moment, I haven't seen much movement in this. It might be done in a sub-working group, but I'm not aware of it. They certainly haven't presented it to the council yet.
That's why I suggested asking Glenn, not the GNSO.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Glenn, GNSO, I thought it was the same thing. But anyway, okay.
Anything else on finance and budget? Hearing nothing, seeing nothing. On to item number 8. Update on white paper on summit/general assemblies. Olivier Crepin-Leblanc. Olivier?
I'm doing about 10 things in parallel at the moment. Sorry about this.
As long as this is your highest priority, that's fine.
Update on general assemblies, which on the Uralo General Assembly.
No. This is the white paper you were supposed to have written within a week after Dublin.
That's the one, yes. Heidi, okay, I'm getting the names right at some point. Heidi has been very good at reminding me that this needs to be done. Unfortunately, there hasn't been much movement on this, but I do promise to work on it within the next week or so. The sign of stewardship transition has also been a bit of a time taker, but I'm certainly working on it. It's just regarding adding some introductory text. What I think we need to focus this on, and what I will focus it on, is to have text that will convince the other communities and ICANN. From my feedbacks that I get so far, having spoken to members of the ICANN board and having spoken to members of ICANN staff, they're all sold on it because they've all seen, or most of them have seen the results and the things of the previous atlas. So the potential problems will be in convincing the rest of the community that this is a good thing. And so as a result, the explanatory note, the sort of introduction note, will explain why we're proposing this and why it's a lot more efficient and a lot better for ICANN to go through with this rather than having yearly requests going through the SO and AC special requests path.
Okay. Just to remind you that you were the one who came up with the concept after talking to a number of key people and pointed out that we have to get this done prior to the special requests going in, and therefore we have to get this discussed by the board prior. So we have a we have a very narrow window at this point.
Yeah, I'm well aware of that. It's Olivia speaking. I'm well aware of that, Alan. There is also the problem that the board's attention is currently taken up by another process, as you know. So we have an extremely narrow window where we will have to make sure that the board's attention is not taken up by this other process, whilst at the same time the special requests have not closed yet. Because if we don't get this, then we're not going to be able to proceed. We will have to proceed forward with making special requests.
Okay. I presume this is going to go to the Board Finance Committee, not the board as a whole to start with.
Correct, yeah. It will go to the Board Finance Committee, but I also hope that we could circulate this with the other SOs and ACs, as you circulating it to the SOACSG group.
Yes, of course. All I'm pointing out is the Board Finance Committee still does have meetings, and although I'm sure a lot of their time is trying to figure out how to pay lawyer bills, they may have some little spare capacity in their agenda. So, Heidi, go ahead.
This is Heidi. Olivier, I am happy to prepare a draft in time for at least the ALT to look at it before the next ACSOSG RALOS chairs meeting in mid-January, if you'd like.
I'm not sure that's the place we want to bring this up, to be honest. If you're not careful, this will get shot down before it has a chance to live. I would not bring it up at that meeting.
Yeah, Heidi, it's Olivia speaking. Let's work on it afterwards.
Okay, thank you.
Apply, thanks.
All right, anything else on finance and budget or fiscal year whatever requests? Sorry, we are past that. Anything else on the white paper issue? Then this item is done. Tijani, you're free to go unless you'd like to stay with us anyway.
Thank you very much, Alan.
And
thank you very
we
much
will go
to change the agenda for me. And thank you all, and bye bye.
Have a good sleep.
Thank you.
Good night, bye-bye. Johnny.
Item number 3: ALAC policy development activities. Ms. Liang.
Thanks, Alan. This is Ariel.
This was Ariel.
Has Ariel just disappeared?
Can you hear me?
Now we can.
Oh. Okay, great. So I'm just going to paste this link that takes us to the new website to look at all the statement in progress and statement that just submitted. And after the previous ALT call, we have submitted 4 statements, and you can probably see that on my screen, and I will not go through these. And then after, the ones that are in progress is only a few at this moment. So we have 2 statements that are voting, the ALAC is voting, and there are also 1 that is collecting comments. That's the one on CCWG accountability. I just want to highlight one statement that are being voted on. It's on the GTLD Marketplace Health Index proposal. In fact, there's another process for this public comment. It's a call for volunteers for an advisory panel that will review the Marketplace Health Index proposal and then come up with a final proposal and provide input. And they're soliciting volunteers by the end of this public comment period, which is January next year. So Alan, I'm wondering whether we should send out a message to corporate volunteers across at large.
We certainly should.
Okay, so I will work on a draft message and I'll send you to review before we send it out. So
okay.
Thank you for that. And then besides...
Ariel, send it to the whole ALT. Let anyone comment.
Okay, will do. I will note that in the action item later. And then we have several public comments, actually a few, that's our TBD, and I'll just walk through them one by one. The first one that you see is continuous data-driven analysis of root server system stability CDAR study plan. So that one will do February the 3rd. We don't have a... Well, we don't know whether we want the ALAC wants to issue a statement or not, and if so, who should be the pen holder? So that one is need to be considered. So then the second one is the label generation rule set for the root zone version 1, LGR1, and I approached the IDM policy working group, and Satish said he will review this public comment and get back to me with regard to whether the ALAC should comment on this or not, so I will follow up with Satish later. And then the third one is launch of a supplementary registration proxy service for GTLDs operated by xyz.com LLC. And that is also a new public comment that will end January the 19th.
I assume Holly's going to look at that one.
Okay.
I have my hand up. I'll comment later.
Okay, go ahead, Ariel.
Okay. And then the fourth one is proposed implementation of GMSO SIG-WHOIS consensus policy requiring consistent labeling and display of RDDS WHOIS outputs for all GTLDs. And I heard Holly, I guess Holly will review this public comment.
as will I.
Okay, yeah. I will note both Alan and Holly for this one. And then the next one is registration data access protocol, RDAP operational profile for GTLD registries and registrars. I know Holly and Carlton submitted a statement to the ICANN board and FADI, and that's the official public comment. So Holly...
That's separate. That's not the letter. That's a different thing, but Carlton and I are looking at that.
Okay. So I'll follow up with... Last one, it's not really a public comment, but I saw there's a lot of discussion of this in the at-large list. It's a notice of preliminary determination to grant registrar data retention waiver request for ESSO technologies. So this particular one is not really a public comment, but it's soliciting input across the community. Alan, would you like to treat this as a public comment request? And so that's also something to consider.
I think we should ask Roberto if he'd like to draft a statement on our behalf. I'm serious.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I know.
I think that would be very wise.
Yes, let him.
I mean,
let him
he basically has already drafted it in his email. This is really silly.
Yes, this is bizarre.
If he leaves those words in and adds a sentence or two as introduction, the work is done. Hold on. Put an action item for me to ask Roberto.
Yeah.
Okay. I will note that. So, that's all for public comments.
Comments, anyone?
Yes.
Holly.
I've got a few things. First of all, I don't understand the relationship, but I think there should be one, between our health index, GTLD, what are we looking at, and the consumer trust, confidence, et cetera. It seems to me they're looking at the larger issue of how do you measure the success or otherwise in what terms of the whole GTLD. So I'm just wondering if somebody is making that kind of connection, and if not, why not?
Well,
go ahead.
I don't know if they're connected or not.
Okay.
But it's an interesting question.
Yeah, I just looked at the work that Olivier did and thought there's a lot of really interesting stuff there, and I just thought in terms of this is all part of a larger issue about how do we measure up what we think of the whole GTLD program, and there are elements in there that I think cross-fertilize one another, but, you know, maybe that's a different issue. I think I've commented already on the things that of the policy that I've had a look at. I'm very happy if Roberto says exactly what he says in the chat and just puts it into a comment. The other things I'll just have a look at with you, but I think Ariel's pretty well gone through what I think are the outstanding things that have to be looked at. In terms of the request for the registration, I forgot. Ariel, could you put the
RDAP
policy page up?
RDAP operational profile.
Yeah, that one. We'll be looking at that one. The other one, in terms of the people seeking requests, I think it was, let me just get full screen here so I can look at this. Never mind. No. Ariel, I didn't want that. I wanted the list. Please. I know what the RDAP is about. Believe me. Trust me. Can you go back a page so we can have a list? Oh, thank you. Okay. That the one about the supplementary registration policy, I've had a look at that. I'm not sure have you had a look at that? I'm not sure that it requires anything. You know, I think we're going to be saying the same thing over and over again.
It doesn't necessarily. That's all. If in your wisdom and Carlton's, you think it does not require comments, you just say so.
Okay. Right. Okay.
I just don't know what a supplementary registration proxy service is.
Well, that's what I'm finding out, believe me.
Yeah, I think what it is the registry is going to offer a proxy service as opposed to the registrars. From the title, that's what I'm presuming it is.
Yeah, I'm going to have a look. And then, you know, it's interesting how that's going to fit into the whole privacy proxy stuff. Because we've been operating on the assumption that it's registrars that are caught by the RAA, and it's
for all you know, this is an interim thing until the other policies implemented. So maybe it's irrelevant.
I'll have a look.
Thank you.
I'll have a look. Okay.
Anything else on policy issues?
No.
All right. Now we now go back to the original agenda. And we are on item number 6. We are at a time, we're just about on time. We're actually 5 minutes ahead of time. So we're doing okay. And this is the letter to the CEO on consumer trust issues. That's a letter I sent about 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
And to date, we have not even gotten an acknowledgement back that the letter was received by anybody. Heidi, do you have any comments?
Yes.
Hate to put you on the spot, but...
Yes. You were supposed to have received an acknowledgement yesterday. I will follow up.
I did. I've been sort of busy since then.
If you could take a look at your... Yeah, if you could take a look, I think you probably received it yesterday. And
okay.
I believe that it is now about to be signed off. There have been a few people looking at it, very senior people, and you should have it, I would think, by next week, if not later this week.
Are we going to be happy with the answers?
This is Heidi. That I do not know. But
Have you seen a draft?
No, I have not.
Okay. Fine.
I suppose I could ask for one.
No. I was just curious.
But I do know that it has a lot of senior people, the really relevant people that are for this topic have been involved in the response. I can confirm that.
Yeah, I mean, this should really be a no-brainer answer. On the mission of compliance, well, either we change the mission or we honor it. take your pick. On hiring a position that we announced with great glory and fanfare that we're going to fill a year and a half ago, or a year ago, oops, I guess we better get to it. These are all going to be have to be mea culpa answers. So we'll see how much people can swallow their pride. All right, any other comments on this one? Then we'll go on to item number 7, update, ICANN 55 update. Alan Greenberg and staff, why is my name on the lead of all these things? We need to fix that. We need to fix that in the future. That's, if I am the chair, that's why somebody else's name should be on everything. I've learned how to delegate in my career. Who's going to take the lead on this one?
Gisela, I believe, is going to be. Gisela is really the one, is your go-to person on this. She has been very involved, and we've just now had an update from meeting staff with the board schedule, which is rather amazing that we have it at this stage. So, Gisela, if you want to let everyone know the latest on that, and also that we have 80 days before Marrakesh. Gisela? Oh,
thank you, Heidi. Gisela here. Are we supposed to be sharing this block schedule that we got through?
I'm not sure about that. If you could do a high-level overview.
The issue is, and apologies for sounding a bit vague here, but it was sent to me just an hour ago, and I've been doing call management on this call. I haven't been able to do a cross-check with our one to see exactly what has changed and where we're going to need to tweak our one, but that is going to have to be done within the next 24 hours to also discuss it with the new meeting strategy working group. Unfortunately, that won't be before Friday because Baron is traveling back to Gambia this week. I've noticed that the meeting with the board is maintained on Wednesday.
Gisela, if I may, on that point, it is much later in the day. It is actually right after lunch. So there's a change in that timing, I believe. And definitely from what has happened previously on Tuesday morning.
But I thought Gisela just said Wednesday.
It is now Wednesday right after lunch.
Okay, so it's we're changing the day and the time of the day.
Yes. Gisela, if you want to clarify that.
I don't much care.
Yes,
I just...
we're changing the day and the time. It's going to be 13:30 to 14:45, and it will be running parallel, just from what I can see here, with the GNSO Council public meeting.
Okay.
And for the rest, as I said, I've got to do a cross check. We've only just received this. We've been asking for it since last Friday, but I'm not sure when they've received it. And I know it's going to be discussed on Thursday on an internal staff call. So we're going to see if there are any other major clashes. And I think once we've had that call and we've had a good look at what the other groups are doing, now that the board have released their schedule, I think it's going to be a last-minute scramble, and maybe a call on Friday with Baron will be the way forward. We're hoping to have something for the ALAC next Tuesday, but we'll pass it on to the ALT as soon as we've worked on it.
Okay. Any other issues on your side that we need to raise at this meeting?
If I may, Alan, just Gisela here. Just an update that the AFRALO showcase will be held on Monday, the 7th of March. There is on the schedule that we've just received that there was going to be a cocktail with the ICANN board, but that has been cancelled because they know that the AFRALO showcase is taking place on that day. Steve Crocker will be at the at-large at the AFRALO showcase, and it's been confirmed on that day due to the availability of the minister. Aziz is confirmed. And Wednesday evening, all going well, we should have the gala on that evening. And there is talk of having some kind of music get together on the Tuesday night, but that's as far as I know for the social events.
Is the gala off-site, on-site?
I believe the gala is meant to be on-site, but I haven't had confirmation.
Okay. Can we put together a draft? Remember the message we sent out prior to Dublin on who do we want to meet with? The list
yes.
of who we've met with recently, if we can get ready to do that again. The wording may be phrased slightly differently, but if you could pull up the old one and add any, if there were any new visitors that we need to add to it, add them, and then I'll take a look at it.
Alan Giesler here will do that.
Okay, thank you. Anything else on the meeting agenda? My gut feeling is that we're going to have to do some adjustment on it from the template that the meeting strategy group has come up with to allow us to have more face-to-face hours and more visitor hours. We're probably going to lose working group meetings or something like that on the Saturday, Sunday because of it. But I don't see any other way that we can end up getting through our work other than that. There is still some talk within the CCWG of a face-to-face meeting, probably, I'm guessing, on the Friday or something like that. It hasn't been ruled out yet, but it also hasn't been committed to. So that may impact travel dates. Yes, go ahead.
This is Heidi. Are you saying the Friday prior to the start?
That's the only Friday that it would likely be. I'm not giving you secret information. The CCWG is still saying we haven't decided yet.
Okay.
And people are saying, but we have to arrange travel soon. So I strongly doubt there will be a dedicated face-to-face. They are talking about three sessions within the week, which will conflict with other things and take people out of other meetings. If everyone remembers how well that worked in Dublin. Anything else on meeting schedules? Not hearing anything, seeing anything. The next agenda item is ALAC agenda.
Number 9,
ALAC agenda. There will be an item on the CCT endorsements. The consensus call ends tonight, so I will be making an announcement or somebody will be making an announcement come tomorrow on who the endorsements are. At-large review charter endorsement. Heidi, you wanted to, you asked me a question
actually,
in a chat.
Yes. Actually, Holly is going to ask you a question about that.
Okay.
Holly?
I had asked Ariel if she could put the charter up so people could have a final look, because the idea is this is the charter that pretty much describes what the ALAC review is going to do. It starts to pick up the things that have happened since the last meeting in November. We would have made, I think, a couple of changes or discussion about what was on the charter. One of the things that was in the original charter was it was not clear. Oh, boy, nobody can read that. There's no hope anybody can read that.
Keep talking, Holly.
Okay, yes, the first review, blah, 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 the focus, the review, schedule, border, let's keep
okay. Holly, let's not read the charter out loud. Tell us what the question is you're asking.
It's not a question, it's just the only thing that we discussed to clarify was the amount of time that people will be expected to play when, in fact, the review's underway and the implementation. It was attending probably weekly meetings plus additional time for any tasks assigned. Other than that, this is the charter that most people have seen. We want to have a final sign-off if people have any questions, but it needs to go to Larissa because to keep up with the time, we have had the first task we have already done, which is to have a meeting about criteria that we wanted in addition to the standard criteria for an independent examiner. We are now in the next phase of the timetable in which we have to start identifying people that we want to be interviewed by the independent examiner and start to look at some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves that need to be asked. So that's where we're up to. It's part of the timeline, that's part of the charter. But Larissa wants to know if ALAC is comfortable with this, and I would like to be able to confirm to her that this charter reflects the discussions we've had and ALAC agreement.
Okay,
so
who has seen this, and who has seen this draft charter and signed off on it at this point?
At this stage, the only people who have seen it are in the actual working party, which is what we're calling it.
Okay. May I suggest that we send it out now or soon after this meeting, telling the working party this is going to Larissa in 24 hours. Do they have any other comments? In parallel, send it to the ALAC, saying it will be discussed at the next ALAC meeting, but we will have to approve it at that point. If anyone has any changes, suggest them on email now prior to the meeting. Bringing it up at the meeting is too late. So an email to the working party, giving them 24 hours. Is 24 hours okay, Heidi?
I know Larissa's seen it. What I will do, Holly, if you send out that message today, I will let her know what's being done, and basically, you know, she can start, for the most part, start moving on the next steps, and we can confirm a preliminary draft tomorrow.
Okay, and serve notice to the ALAC that there will be an approval item on the agenda next week. Is next week?
Okay.
Next 23rd. Next week. So if anyone has any comments or reason that they believe it should be changed, they should speak up quickly.
Alan?
Yep. Holly, do you
Are there any preliminary comments before we simply put those action items down, and then Heidi, you and I will tic-tac on this one?
We don't need to make any changes. The 24 hours plus the 1 week is enough.
Yep. Okay.
Alan?
Yep, go ahead.
Very minor tweak. Could I suggest that you warn the ALAC it will be part of a consent agenda? And you don't need to talk about it. They were introduced to it at the last meeting. This is not new news. This is second bite of cherry news.
Whether it'll be on the consent agenda or as a decision item, does not need to be said at this point. Any comments should be submitted in writing prior to the meeting. Whether it goes on the consent agenda will depend on whether comments are, or whether we actually have a consent agenda. We've never actually had one. But I'm not particularly worried about whether it's a consent agenda, but the wording should make it clear that any comments should be submitted prior to the meeting. I have no problem if we set a deadline of Sunday or something like that, end of business
right.
Sunday.
And could that appear?
Thank you, Cheryl, though, because even if it doesn't go on the consent agenda, making it really clear that this is not going to be subject to new debate at the meeting is important.
Yep.
Anything else on this item? Back to item number 9. The new meeting strategy, next steps. I'm not quite sure how to handle that. I really think what we need to do is present to the ALAC a summary of the meeting strategy that we're looking at right now. You know, number of work group meetings, number of work group slots that will be allocated,
RALO meetings, face-to-face meetings with the ALAC and or regional chairs, and give them the total of how the week will be broken up. And I think that's part of the pre-discussion on is this going to meet our needs or not. I really think this is an issue the ALAC itself has to look at, not just the leadership.
Yep.
So if we can try, between Gisela and Baran or whoever, try to put some sort of summary together, and I'll send it to me once you have it, and we'll try to make it as clear as possible. Anything else for the ALAC agenda? Any other items that need to go on the ALAC agenda? We had an intent to get the agenda out a week ahead of time. We've already missed that deadline. I would like to get the agenda out within 2 days. So if anyone has any agenda items that you believe need to be brought to the attention of the ALAC, please get them to me or particularly to Heidi. Any other business?
Yep.
Was that a yep from Holly?
No, that's saying no, there's no more business from me.
Okay. Is there anybody who has any other business item? Then I wish you all a good day. Thank you very much for attending the meeting. Olivier, we said we would talk after this meeting, but I think, in fact, we came to closure on what to do. Is that correct?
Yes, Alan. It's Olivier speaking. As I understand it, we are going to run those polls during the webinars that the ALAC will run. Is that correct?
That's right, but you're soliciting things that need to be polled.
Correct, yeah. So
okay.
I don't know what the bottom line is for that. If you want, we can talk on Skype now.
Okay. And everyone else, thanks. And Olivier, join you in a
minute.
Yes.
I have sent the proposed text on email,
the
ALC email. So maybe you want to read that first and then...
All right. Well, then we'll reconvene in 5 minutes. Gisela, go ahead.
Sorry, Alan, Gisela here. Just, if I may, Alan and Olivier, further to what was discussed today and what you need on this webinar, the two webinars that are upcoming tomorrow and Thursday, could you just send me anything through that you wish to add to the announcement that we sent out? Because tomorrow we're going to be sending out reminders.
Thank you.
And anything we need to add needs to be put on these reminders. Otherwise, it will be exactly the same invitation that we sent out today.
Yeah. Gisela, I think the only difference is Tajani's suggestion to add a line saying this is your opportunity to provide input into the process.
Okay.
Can I just suggest that, because I've got Ariel also on Skype, can I just suggest that Gisela, Ariel, you, Alan, and I would just reconvene in 5 minutes or something for 10 minutes just to coordinate and know exactly where we all stand?
We can do that, but if it's that many, maybe we should just stay on this call.
Yes.
Stop the recording and stay
on with everyone,
call.
But it's just to give you a little break if you needed a break.
I'll put the phone down for 5 minutes. I'll do whatever you people want. I am your leader, and I will follow you.
I'm here. We can stop the recordings now. Carrie, if you'd be so kind as to stop the recordings, the meeting has ended.
Hi, everybody. Have a good post.
Sorry, that was Alan just now trying to end the meeting.